All right, in this episode, we are going to start with the Guardians of the Galaxy. We've seen the latest trailers. Obviously, they look fantastic for the sequel, but a new test audience has given it a very high marking. We will explain why.
And we're talking about Stranger Things, too. If you haven't seen it, they finally debuted a trailer, a teaser, if you will, for season two. So we'll talk about it and kind of the theories around it.
And, of course, we always have Star Wars.
Always.
Always. So we're going to go over who is the last Jedi, the first female droid, and also, this is canon, but apparently there is a mysterious connection between Rey and Kylo Ren.
Huh, interesting.
We'll talk about what that connection is.
This is A Gallon of Gay.
All right, welcome to episode 112. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thank you for joining us. We have a lot to talk about.
We do. Obviously, we have a lot of Star Wars news.
Mm-hmm.
But we always do.
We always do. That's right.
It's that time of year, too. We're less than a year away, less than almost 10 months
away. 10 months, yeah. About 10 months.
About 10 months.
About 10 months from The Jedi or whatever.
The Last Jedi.
But there's also a lot of news regarding the other films that are currently in production. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Mick's all over it, so.
I am. And now you're reading it because I forced you to read some of them.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you watching this week?
Let's see. What have I been watching? I started watching The People vs. OJ.
You're finally catching on.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's finally somewhere I can stream it. So for free, at least. Mm-hmm. We're not, with the existing platform I already use. So it's finally on Netflix and it's fantastic. I mean, I've heard rave reviews about it. So I'm glad I'm finally getting to watch it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's great. I mean, it's fascinating. Like, I mean, I remember the OJ case. I was probably in 94 when that happened. I was 11. So I was a kid. But I remember it being on news and being this huge deal. So, yeah, it's just interesting to go back and see those things and kind of remember seeing that stuff on the news, but I didn't really know everything. So it's really interesting. So,
and I think it's interesting in the fact, I was just talking about this the other night, because we were talking about OJ and Guiding Light, it's a soap opera I used to watch, but how, so the OJ trial basically started to kill soap operas. Because they were on hiatus for so long because of the trial. So that was our first reality TV.
That
involved the Kardashians.
Right. Oh. Hmm.
So fast forward 10 years.
10 years, 10, 15 years. 10-15 years, yeah. And they're...
Because their connection to the OJ case
and
that's
all interesting.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yep, it was a decline of
And I didn't soap operas. Realize that they're... Father and OJ were close friends, and that OJ was like their godfather and stuff. Yeah. Like, that's got to be weird, right?
Okay, we're not going to go down the Kardashian rabbit hole, but you know, there are those rumors that Khloe, I think it's Khloe, I don't know, the oldest one, that she's actually OJ's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because she looks.
Isn't it Courtney who's the oldest?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't really know.
She's the taller of the Kardashians. Hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Ew, also.
I know. But People vs. OJ, fantastic. I remember when they said they were doing it, we're like, why do we need an OJ?
Right. Thing?
And then it's like,
but it's yeah, and the performances are amazing. I mean, Sarah Paulson and Courtney B. Vance.
Right?
So good. He's... Sterling K. Brown's good in it. I mean, they're all really good in it. So even John Travolta, who creeps me out now. But they're all really great. And Cuba as OJ, I mean, they're all great.
He was, I thought, the weakest link of the whole
thing. Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's not fantastic, but I think he does well.
But the funny thing is, it's about the OJ trial, but he's not really...
Yeah.
The main character.
Exactly.
It's all the supporting characters.
You know,
and the drama in the courtroom, which I loved.
I liked, too, that they kind of, they set it up with the stuff that happened with Rodney King in the early 90s in L.A.
Yeah.
And obviously, like...
And it sets the stage.
You know,
so
exactly.
Well.
And it makes a lot of sense when you think about that. I mean, again, I was a kid, so I don't remember a lot of this. And, you know, looking back and hearing about this, you're like, yeah, I guess this is... I completely understand all this now. Mm-hmm. And there's still a lot of that happening now.
Well, and unfortunately with... the administration we have now.
Right.
It, his election, and we don't even know the ramifications of what is going to happen over the next few years, and not, and even after he's president.
Like, oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, obviously, a lot of people believe it's going to be a very rough 4 years, and actually, the first 3 weeks have been pretty rough. Yeah. But I also read an article, and this kind of goes along with pop culture, so we're not getting too political, but how people need to also look at the fact that this could actually be the best thing that could have happened to the progressive agenda, because we are, when something like this happens, it actually could push us, it could make us become more progressive because of this.
Well, yeah, I mean, if anything, it's already organized a lot of people on the so-called left or whatever. Just people who do not agree with what's happening. And, you know, and I think that's, you know, for all its faults. I mean, they may not always do it right. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with riots and that sort of thing. But protesting, I think, is a good thing, you know, and making your voice heard. And so I think that's just in the past few weeks, we've seen a lot of that, you know,
and we're standing up for your beliefs.
So, you know, well, no matter what side.
Have we talked about this? We're going to march in June.
You're going to the Pride March, right? Yeah, that's great.
Never been to a Pride before. And I've never been to D.C. Except, like, you know, flying to Dulles or whatever. But yes, I've never been. And so I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be cool.
And I really hope Lady Gaga's there.
Oh, why would she? She's like the queen, right?
And well, let's talk about the Super Bowl a little bit. You didn't really watch.
No, I didn't
watch. You were at the grocery store, right?
I was. And it was dead. So I texted Mick and I said, if you were, I mean, pro tip, go to the grocery store during the Super Bowl because nobody's there. And it was a ghost town and it was fantastic. So,
nice. So
even 6 o'clock on a Sunday usually is a madhouse. But yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, on a Sunday?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was great.
So did you go back and watch any of Gaga's performance at all?
No. I mean, really. I saw clips of it. I mean, because I work in news. So, of course, we're going to cover it. And so, yeah, I watched some of it. You know, it was fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's good. I thought she did a good job. So I didn't watch all of it, but yeah.
Yeah. So we talk a little bit about the commercials. I really think, I mean, the commercials were fine. There were like a couple really strong standouts. I thought Melissa McCarthy's
They were hilarious. Yeah.
The best.
I agree. She was hilarious. Yeah. Agreed.
Usually, like every year, there's like a couple that are really, you know, that are really good. I didn't think there was that much.
I just don't feel like the commercials are as important as they used to be, you know what I mean? Because before, it was an event, like you tune in specifically, but a lot of them
leak online first.
They put them online first, and so you don't really need to see it, and you know, I don't know,
it takes away from the experience,
right? And I'm just not into it. I mean, I just don't really care about sports in general, and the only reason I watch the Super Bowl is if I get invited to a party or something, so it's like, I don't know, but yeah,
and even then, sometimes you can't watch the commercials,
right? So I'm just you know. Yeah, I think it's changing, but, you know, yeah.
Well, and there were a lot of Star Wars fans that thought, oh, we're going to see a trailer for Episode 8.
Why?
Star Wars doesn't need the Super Bowl.
It doesn't need the Super Bowl. No, it can drop at any time and people are going to freak out about it. So. But they did, well, this is getting into our movie news a little bit, but they did drop the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer, and we'll talk about it a little bit, but that was awesome. And the Stranger Things 2 trailer, so we'll also talk about that. So,
and they're still shooting that, so that's interesting. Okay, so what other shows besides...
I watched the Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix.
I watched the first episode.
It gets better. Okay, I enjoyed it overall. I enjoyed it. I thought Drew Barrymore was great. I thought Timothy Olyphant. Actually, the whole cast was great. It's funny. It's cute. And it's different. It's a different take on the whole zombie drama. So,
because we're kind of over zombie.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a lot. It's kind of lighthearted. It's a little gruesome, especially when she's chowing down on people. But if you have a weak stomach, maybe you won't like that. But
Somebody described it as like a cross between Desperate Housewives and The Walking Dead.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, and there's a lot of really great cast members too, and there's different cameos, like Patton Oswalt pops up, and it's enjoyable, and it's very quick. Each episode's only less than 30 minutes, you know, and there's 10 episodes or something like that, so it's a very quick binge watch. But I recommend it. I'm looking forward to season 2.
Yeah. So I have to ask you, and I'm going to watch it. So do we find other zombies?
There's at least one other zombie
eventually.
And we don't really we don't really understand why she's a zombie yet. There's talk about it and trying to find a cure, but it's still not solved. Like, that's obviously going to be part of season two.
So this is kind of like a different iZombie kind of thing.
Little bit, yeah, a little bit. I love iZombie.
I need to now go back on Netflix.
Oh, you need
to
go back and watch season two because it's great. Mm-hmm. Season three starts in April, so
but
so there's still a lot of unanswered questions. It's definitely a not your typical zombie where it is one person. Like, it's not like The Walking Dead where it was like this massive outbreak.
Right.
This is just an isolated thing apparently, and it happens every once in a while. It's, and yeah, so it's pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, interesting to see how they.
Yeah.
Worked out.
Portia de Rossi is in this as well.
She is?
She is, yeah, and she's great. She plays
her.
A scientist who tries to help find a cure for her. So it's very good. Yeah, I recommend it. It's a very, like I said, it's a very quick, easy binge, and it's enjoyable. So, yeah.
Well, Legion is also another one that we need to get on our list.
I know.
I started, I watched the first 10 minutes, and again, like I was telling you, I was doing other things. I'm like, nope, I've read in articles, I've got to put these stupid devices down and pay attention because this is one that moves quickly.
Yes.
And you have to really pay
attention. Yeah, I've been waiting for this
and
I forgot it premiered this week, so I need to go back and watch it.
And
but...
of course, it's the first episode, so it's a little bit longer.
Yeah, of course, yes.
And,
so yeah. Dan Stevens of
Downton Abbey
is it, and he's super hot.
And looks totally different.
Different, I know. Well, he's lost a lot of weight from when he played Matthew.
I didn't think he was that big.
He wasn't. He's super, I don't know.
Well, I think he's probably toned and
yeah,
thin
toned or,
muscled
yeah,
up
exactly.
Or and not necessarily muscled up.
No,
he's
I think he's just leaner,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But Aubrey Plaza's in it too, who I love, love, love her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very excited. And I didn't really know anything about the Legion of Legion or the origins of this. And I was Wikipediaing it, you know, and it's just interesting. So I need to ask my dad about it. But he's the son of Professor Xavier, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With somebody else, and so he has powers, and he thinks he's crazy or he's in a mental place. So anyway, it'll be interesting. So it's superhero related.
Yeah,
yeah. Adjacent.
So speaking of superhero related, did you watch Powerless?
I did. I watched the first episode. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cute. Vanessa Hudgens really impressed me. I didn't really know anything about her, honestly. So, yeah, I was really impressed with it. And I thought it was really funny. Alan Tudyk's in it, and he plays Bruce Wayne's cousin.
His cousin.
And it's really funny. And so I think I like the idea of this show being that it's in the DC universe. But it just being this, you know, spinoff comedy of, you know, oh, how do we protect people from all this stupid, and I really like it too because people are like, oh god, it's another super villain,
right.
Like just being so inconvenient on the train, and it's just
like
it's just really funny. So I like that spin on it. Yeah,
me
so.
Too something a little different, and plus it's a comedy.
Yeah,
and I think if it kind of goes the way of like Parks and Rec,
I think
it will be something that people will tune into.
I agree.
And really look forward to.
Yeah.
And I think the cast, it's a good mix.
It is a good cast.
Of supporting characters.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, it's enjoyable. So, if you haven't watched it, I recommend it. I think I need to watch the second episode. It's only went on a couple times now, but yeah, I enjoyed it. So,
Okay, so, and we haven't planned on talking about this, but did you see the news that it looks like NBC is going to bring back American Idol?
I saw this, and I only saw the headline, and I was like, oh my god, okay, it's called The Voice. That's what American Idol is.
Right.
I don't know.
I will say, and I guess the idea would be, if they did this, that one season of The Voice would go away, and they would bring back American Idol, which I think there are already too many seasons of The Voice.
Oh, there's way too many.
There's like...
It's twice a year. Two or three a year.
I think it's three times
a
year.
It's ridiculous.
It's overkill.
It's overkill. And it's on twice a week for sometimes 2 hours. Like, I don't know.
Okay, so let's say. Okay, so we're NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Which we are.
We are, yes.
But anyway, but if we were making
we're
the decisions,
yeah.
What would you bring back J-Lo and Ryan Seacrest, or would this be a fresh start?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
right?
I don't like the idea to begin with. You already have a massively popular reality singing competition. Why are you going to bring back something? It's only been gone for like a year now, right? That was on for 12 years on a different network. And it's essentially the same kind of thing.
See, I think it's because the brand is they make so much. So granted, the ratings decline, whatever.
Right.
But the brand and the money they make off the brand is ridiculous.
Yeah, I imagine. I still.
And it's not Fox that makes the money. It's the production company that makes American Idol.
I still just don't. I don't really see the point. I really don't. I mean,
But if we were doing it, we were forced to do this. What would you do different?
I mean, I thought what it did in the first place worked. Honestly, I would get rid of the long, drawn-out results shows. I don't think that's... I mean, I don't know. They tried to do that a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't like it. I mean,
they used to be 2 hours long.
Right, and I just don't think it's necessary. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, Ryan Seacrest, I think, did a great job on American Idol. So, I don't know. I mean, and you already... It's such a weird thing. I don't know who you would get to make it different... You know, like a new kind of thing that's not already The Voice. I don't know.
Right. Okay. I think...
Does one network need?
I would bring back Ryan Seacrest, but not to be a full-time host. I would have him, like, maybe do... I wouldn't have him full-time, though. I would have him... Because it's like, we already seen this. Like,
yeah.
And I would bring in all new judges.
You would need new judges, but... You still have to get somebody with a name, right, to get people to tune in, and I just don't know who that would be. I mean, you have pretty big names on The Voice already, and...
But, I mean, look what NBC did with The Voice. Blake Shelton was on no one's radar.
Right, exactly, except
Adam
for
Levine
country.
Was on no one. Christina Aguilera had fallen off the planet.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani,
I know.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Who does not wear makeup on the show?
She looks great, though. I know. It's ridiculous. Jesus. Yeah, I know.
Pharrell, CeeLo, you know, CeeLo. Yeah.
Ugh, CeeLo.
Anyway.
I don't think one network needs two singing reality show competitions.
Right.
Especially one that just ended. I don't, it's just weird. It's weird to me, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to watch it. I didn't watch American Idol for the past, like, 7 years.
Right.
So.
Because the novelty wore off.
Right.
Yeah, so, and we were also at Fox Station when we were watching.
Right? Yeah, I know. Exactly.
And we were forced to.
We had
right
to
on, right before us.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Remember how many times it used to fuck up our shows?
Yeah, I was a little salty about that. Yeah, still am. How many times I fucked up my show?
But we did have that young demographic watching.
Yeah, it's the thing. Like, if you don't realize this about local news, when the network has a live show on before us,
it's awful.
If their show goes long, we have to condense ours, and so really, it's a pain in the ass because you're working 8-9 hours on a newscast, and then all of a sudden, 5 minutes before you go to air, you have to start dropping things and condensing it into 15 minutes,
and it's really awful.
Yeah, it's really awful. So it's just a pain in the ass. So you're at the mercy of the network sometimes, and and that happens now even with, especially with sports coverage. And it happened to me with the inauguration too. I had to condense an hour show into 15 minutes because inauguration, which is, you know, these things don't happen all the time. But anyway, it's a pain in the ass sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
A little behind the scenes there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so we saw some movies this week.
We did.
We watched.
Saw several.
Yeah, so last week we watched, or last week, last night, we watched Manchester by the Sea.
Starring Casey Affleck. It's up for a bunch of Academy Awards.
Michelle Williams.
Kyle Chandler. I love him so much.
Coach Taylor.
I know, I will never not look at him as Coach Taylor.
I know.
And it was weird to hear him speak with his Boston accent, right?
Yeah, so kind of. I forgot about Coach Taylor. Because
yeah,
of that.
I know.
Okay, so what's your overall? I mean,
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like love it. Like, I didn't have this, oh my god, this is a great movie. Mm-hmm. You know, win all the awards kind of thing. I mean, it was a good, and there were a lot of really solid performances. I did think Casey Affleck was really good in it.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding him because I guess there's been some alleged. Yeah. Sexual
mm-hmm.
harassment things alleged against him. But I do think he did a really great performance. And I thought everyone was really... Michelle Williams was great. And the kid who played the son was really good.
Yeah.
Kyle Chandler was great. So, I mean, there were some great performances. It's a very slow movie. And it doesn't really end the way you think it's going to end.
No.
You know, like a traditional happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it was kind of a slow burn, I guess, the whole time. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 137 minutes. So
yeah, it's long.
Prepare yourself for that.
Yeah.
And it's depressing.
It's depressing, yeah.
It has funny moments, but...
Yeah, there was definitely some good funny moments. But yeah, it's a heart-wrencher. I mean, just given what these characters go through. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it was good. I don't know if I'd watch it again. Probably not.
Oh, no, no.
No.
Most of these kind of movies I'll never want to watch again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I see it once and
depressing.
It's great. Like, I can't get excited to watch that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
There's nothing really... Well, there. I guess there are a couple of moments. We were talking last night about the
storytelling of it.
The timeline, mm-hmm. I guess. How, you know, it's one of those movies where it jumps around.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it jumps from the past to the present.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be paying attention.
Right, you have to be paying attention, yes. Because you will get confused if you're not.
And the characters look a little different. But, I mean, okay, Casey Affleck in the present,
mm-hmm.
present, he has more of a beard. You know, and then the flashbacks, he doesn't have as much. I mean, I thought that was a little jarring in some places, and I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
But, it's fine. I mean, I guess it should be up.
I don't know. I think I agree with Casey Affleck being nominated and some other people being the movie. I mean, it definitely seems to me like it's kind of an Academy movie. You know, like, it's kind of the movie the Academy is going to love and nominate.
Well, and
you know?
I think, unfortunately, that's how a lot of independent filmmakers now, no, I guess not independent, but somewhat independent, you know, they're like, oh, let's make a movie for the Academy.
Right, the Academy's going to love
Academy.
This.
Like,
exactly.
Seriously. Yeah. Arrival, you saw that.
Arrival was fantastic.
Right? That was my
fantastic.
Favorite movie I saw last
Amy
year.
Adams was great. I mean, the whole thing was great. It was just so interesting and...
Yeah.
You know, and it really goes a different way that you're not expecting, and the twist at the end and everything, it's really good. So definitely, I mean, I definitely think that one deserves some awards. So I'm glad that one's up for a nomination.
Did you expect there's kind of a twist to it? Did you expect it?
No, I didn't expect it. I was...
Because you were expecting it was one way.
Right, exactly.
And it turned out to be the opposite way.
Yeah, exactly. It turned out to be... No, I was not expecting it. And so I liked it. It was a very different twist and, you know, and I really liked the aliens. You know, they make you like Abbott and Costello, as they call them.
I know, right?
Yeah, so...
Well, and the fact that it was originally not called Arrival.
Yes.
It was called The Story of Us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after the test audience, they're like, we can't... They didn't want to... They're like, no one's going to come watch this movie... If we don't play up the fact
that
there
aliens.
Are aliens.
Yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely. No, and it's a good thing they did. I mean,
because
it's an alien movie, but it's not like a crazy sci-fi movie. You know, it's not that at all. So
it's a very smart alien movie.
Right. Agree.
But you don't have to be smart to watch it.
No. They lay it all out very simply for you. it gets, halfway through the movie, you're like, what is going on? What? But... Then it becomes clear, and so it's pretty good. Highly recommended. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, I highly recommend Lego Batman.
Yes, tell me
it's
about this.
So
I haven't really gotten to talk to you. I'm so excited.
Good.
For it. Yes.
So you like the Lego movie?
I love the Lego movie.
Now I will say the one thing that's really missing from this movie is the "Everything Is Awesome" song.
Oh.
They needed a song.
They need
like
something like that.
They
yeah.
They do have a couple songs, kind of songs throughout, but it's nothing like that trademark "Everything Is Awesome." Now, the one thing I liked about the Lego movie was it wasn't just one genre of, but all different kind. I mean, you had all different kinds of Legos.
Oh my God, so funny.
They kind of incorporate that into the villains aren't necessarily all Batman villains.
Okay.
Like, you have Voldemort.
Okay.
You have Sauron. You have, you know, like, it's fun that way. And it is a great, it pays homage to all of the different Batmans over the decades.
Oh, okay, that's fun.
Yeah,
that's fun.
It's a lot of fun. And obviously Will Arnett is fantastic.
So he was so funny as Batman in the Lego movie. So, I can't... And I imagine there's a lot of cameos in this, cameo voices, too.
Yeah.
That's okay, that's good.
Zach Galifianakis plays the Joker.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, he does a really good job. It's not the Joker you're expecting.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's fun. Everyone that I saw it with in the screening, they really enjoyed it.
That's good.
There are a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. I interviewed kids afterwards.
Oh, yeah?
And it's funny, Ellie Kemper plays the voice of Prism, the Phantom Zone kind of... It's a Superman thing. But anyway, she's this Lego block, basically. And one of the kids afterwards said that she was their favorite character. They knew her name.
Wow.
I'm like, Prism? Like, this is a new character. So I think this kid really, like, was so excited to see this movie. Like, he, like, read everything, and his mom probably let him, you know, and then he was looking forward to this character for some reason.
That's cute.
So that was kind of neat.
Yeah, that is neat.
Shout out to Ellie Kemper, Kansas City native.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And there are a lot of, you know, there are more strong female roles, and you have Barbara
so
Gordon.
So does it still has the same kind of humor that the Lego movie have? Okay, good. Because that's what, it just cracked me up. It still cracks me up when I watch it.
So. Great, like, pop culture references.
Yeah, that's good.
And old Batman references.
Cool.
And, yeah, it's pretty
good.
Neat.
So you saw something else this week, too.
Oh, God. 50 Shades Darker. Okay, I will say I didn't see the first one. I heard about it.
It's terrible.
Now, I will say from everyone that I talked to, they said this one had more plot. So it's funny because, again, this is not a movie I care about.
Mm-hmm.
For all kinds of reasons. But one is that Jamie Dornan will not go nude.
Right.
I'm
so unfair.
Will not go, yeah. So... you see Dakota's tits just all the fucking time.
And that's how the first one was.
All the time.
Yeah.
We saw his full ass once.
Yeah.
It's watered down.
But exactly.
And I don't think he's a good, I like her. And it's
I
funny
like her
because
too.
She's actually, she's more a comedic actress.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So she sold the funny parts so well.
She does the awkward kind of, you know, that stuff very well. And she did that in the first one. I saw the first one. It was a terrible movie, but she was...
Did you watch Jack and Kate?
I did, and I really liked her in that.
I loved her in that.
I really liked that show. Yeah,
so,
agreed.
But yeah. She's good with the awkward moments.
She was probably the only part of that movie I enjoyed.
Right.
Yeah.
He, I did not enjoy.
No.
No.
I don't either.
And it's funny because after I saw it, because it takes place in the Northwest, it felt like Twilight.
Well, yeah.
And then come to find out.
Exactly. And then you find out, it started as Twilight fan fiction. And it makes so much sense when you watch this and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very.
I was waiting for wolves to.
Right.
The wolves the vampires to come out of
the. The whole theme of it, like.
The forest.
You know, I don't know. It's just so icky. The whole. Like, he's so obsessed with her and, like, talking her into doing these sexual things that she's really 100%
on board
with.
And she always goes back.
Right. And she always goes back. And Christian is not a good dude.
No.
You know?
No, he's not.
He's not a nice guy.
Kim Basinger is in this one.
Yeah.
And I love Kim.
Yeah, I know. She is.
And Marcia Gay Harden, too, is the mom.
Oh, yeah.
She's
right.
Good.
Yeah. So I don't know. I will skip part two.
Oh, please. Yeah.
I really didn't. I don't
but
really understand the allure of
there
it.
There are people.
I know people love it. I know.
Love it, so...
You know, it's just, I feel like if there's
like
a movie,
Twilight.
I did like Twilight back when it came out. I'm a little ashamed
of
it now. But I'm saying a movie that is supposed to be all about like this this submersive or whatever,
mm-hmm.
BDSM,
S&M
sort of thing. It was very tame. And it's like,
very tame.
You know, like if you're going to do this genre, like it. The books were so popular because it was so steamy and whatnot. Like, I want you to shock me. I want to see some penis in this.
Well,
Jamie
Dornan.
Oh
my God.
Right.
Yeah.
It's completely unfair.
I mean, come on.
And this movie is made for women.
Even if it's stunt penises.
Right. This movie is made for women.
Yeah.
Women don't care about seeing naked women.
Right.
Like, if this you know.
So, Charlie Hunnam
mm-hmm.
Was originally supposed to play Christian Grey, and he was going fully. Full frontal, nudity, and then he backed out for some reason. Probably because the script was horrible. Maybe he never read the book. And then Jamie came in at the last minute, and no nudity.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a movie that's about, that centers around sex so much,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to have any male nudity in a movie that's geared towards women.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's ridiculous.
Right? It's stupid. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to some TV news.
Yes, let's.
While we're disgusted.
All right, so in TV news, we're going to start with Stranger Things
and we 2. We got a little glimpse of it during the Super
right.
Bowl.
Right.
And we come to find out it's coming out
Halloween. I love it. It's a great idea. So if you haven't seen the trailer yet, you should go look it up. You know, Stranger Things was this unimaginable hit for Netflix. I mean, everyone I know was obsessed with it. So I'm really glad it's coming back. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it'll be interesting. And, you know, the trailer doesn't really give away a lot, but, you know, there's lots mm-hmm. of glimpses at what we could be going at. And Entertainment Weekly kind of has an article detailing some of the plot for next year. So obviously, you know, little boy Byers, Will, is that his name? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, he was stuck in the Upside Down, and obviously he's having some troubles with dealing with it. So it's supposed to pick up a year after the events mm-hmm. of the first one, and so...
And I think that's smart, because they're doing it because the kids are getting older, so right. they can't just jump back.
Exactly. So this, apparently this season deals with Will kind of having PTSD about being in the Upside Down, and in the trailer we see a lot of images of monsters and things like that, and then in this article it's saying, you know, we don't know if they're really real, are those real, or are they just images that he's mm-hmm. thinking or anything, so that'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. And Sean Astin, you know, we've talked about some of the casting that's happening for season 2. Sean Astin's gonna be in this, and he plays Winona Ryder's boyfriend, like they're dating, I guess, so that's interesting. And then Hopper, mm-hmm. who's the sheriff, he's kind of investigating Barb's death and kind of everything involved with the Upside Down, and so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And then let's see, there's some more casting. Paul Reiser, again, we talked about him being cast. He is now a doctor at the lab where they found 11 and where the Upside Down was, so we'll have some more of that. So I don't know, we don't know a whole lot, but it'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
some of the imagery looks
yes
so good, and it just still takes you back to
I know.
The 80s
it
and what
really
the movies
does.
Looked like back
I know.
Then. And
it really does.
And 11 has curly hair now.
I know. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what they do with 11 and everybody. And, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be great. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So, yeah, we have that to look forward to on Halloween.
The Duffer Brothers say they're going to be exploring a different kinds of horror in this one. So, I don't know what that means, but we'll see.
Mm. So good.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So, yeah, Halloween.
Okay.
Look forward to that, everyone. Halloween. All right. So, another show that's actually coming out tomorrow on Galentine's Day. And Mick's very excited about this, is
great.
Golden Girls coming to Hulu. Yeah, so if you haven't watched Golden Girls in a while, or if you just feel in the mood to binge this mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, there you go.
Break out the cheesecakes.
You got your gals for your Galentine's Day.
It's so great. So all of the seasons are going to be available starting on the 13th
mm-hmm.
of February, and there's about 90 hours.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. How long was this on, this show?
Oh, actually, what?
180 episodes.
It was 180 episodes.
So
yeah, 90 hours. It was on, I don't really know.
I don't know. I don't feel like it was on
long.
But
it was on during the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that then they had the spinoff with Rose and Sophia and Blanche called Golden Palace, which
I don't remember that.
Watched that as well. I mean, obviously it wasn't.
So
it
was on from 85 to 92.
Okay. And B. Arthur basically wanted out, but she came and did appearances here and there on Golden Palace. But just, I cannot wait, because I've been watching Seinfeld, I've been watching Cheers, and all those great shows from the 80s and 90s, and
yeah,
I'm just excited that it's finally on.
I know
on a streaming service. I really hope the next one is Designing Women.
Right. There's so many great shows.
Murphy Brown.
I know. I don't understand why any of these shows aren't somewhere to stream now. You know?
I think a lot of them, the CBS ones, and that was Murphy Brown and Designing Women. CBS is very... Because remember, CBS is launching that
their online TV service.
So I have a feeling
agreed.
That they're going to...
Still.
They're going to want to compete, and they've got to keep their, you know, their old shows kind of where they can control them and hopefully get people to pay for this next service.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it makes sense, but mm-hmm. it's still, like, still annoying.
Yeah.
Just wish it was there. So,
so yeah. So, Golden Girls on Hulu.
Yes.
So, exciting.
So, this is very exciting, which I'm looking forward to. Netflix, you know how Netflix likes to take popular shows and revamp them or reboot them or mm-hmm. whatever, continue them.
Yeah.
There's now talks to do the same thing with Veronica Mars, which I'm very excited, reviving it for a 6-episode revival.
Hmm.
It's just in talks right now.
With Kristen Bell.
With Kristen Bell. And so it's a limited series format. So, you know, they did the whole crowdfunding thing for the movie, which was great, but this one would be an actual, the studio does it, it goes out there, so,
kind of like an event.
Right, an event series, so, you know, I think it's just in talks right now, so who knows when it's going to happen, but I really hope it does, because Veronica Mars is so good.
Well, and they did it with Gilmore Girls.
Exactly, and it was super successful, so taking these, I think these cult shows that didn't have a long shelf life, although Gilmore Girls was on for quite a while, but Veronica Mars was not. I think that's a good idea, you know? Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But yeah, it's just kind of in talks right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and also we do know that Will and Grace
mm-hmm.
Is coming back for a limited 10 episodes event series as well. And we all kind of had an idea this was happening
right.
because of I think it was about a 10-minute episode they did right before the election
mm-hmm.
to get out the vote and all that, and it was just like it was never off the air, like it was just a new
right.
season.
It's gonna be great.
So
I
and
mean
everyone is coming back
mm-hmm.
Leslie Jordan, Rosario, obviously
oh, yeah.
Megan Mullally, and
John I love
Hayes.
Leslie
Deborah
Jordan
yeah.
he's so funny
mm-hmm.
yeah. So it's gonna air 2017 to 2018 TV season. So I wonder.
So this fall.
Yeah, I would say this fall. Yeah, probably. So.
And also, kind of on, since we're on NBC News, NBC has renewed This Is Us for not just season 2, but also
season 3. Which is, I mean, not surprising considering that it is one of their biggest shows right now, if
and
not their biggest show.
Getting bigger.
And it's so good.
It keeps getting bigger.
Right.
I don't.
It's just really good, you know? And so I think they've been missing a show like this ever since they got rid of Parenthood,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and Parenthood wasn't even this big.
No, Parenthood was not this
like,
big.
Like, it was
yeah,
just...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... It's great. So if you haven't watched This Is Us, you should go and binge it right now. So it's pretty good. So I'm very happy. And I really like the cast. They've been... You know, the cast is very happy about it because they don't... They just... I mean, they liked the show, but they weren't expecting the kind of, you know...
No.
Fanfare and stuff that they've gotten for it, and so they're really excited to continue for at least 2 more seasons. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, good.
I just hope that the seasons stay kind of
right,
not 20 some episodes.
Yes,
more like a
agreed.
Manageable 16,
yes,
15, 16.
I agree.
Kind of thing.
So yeah, it's very good. So I'm really happy that NBC is sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes,
I'm excited about Kristen Wiig joining Last Man on Earth.
This is
in a mysterious recurring role.
This is a Oh, I can't wait. I love Last Man on Earth. If you haven't watched it on Fox, it is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing Kristen Wiig, you know, and this show is full of really funny people, and getting Kristen Wiig on there with Will Forte, both SNL alum, it'll be really funny, I think. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I can't wait.
I have a prediction.
Yes.
I think she's going to be Tandy's ex or ex-wife or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She can play such an off...
That's
I think,
a good...
And Kristen Schaal and her work.
Yes.
I mean,
oh my God,
for
it's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. No, no, that's a good theory, and it's
so,
a great theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like it.
So...
Yeah, that's good.
So we'll see her in the... when it comes back, I guess.
Yeah, so...
And did you watch the final episode?
I did.
I know.
Do you think she died?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I would think... I just
I
don't want it to
not.
Get dark. Like, it's
I know.
Dark in parts,
yeah,
but
it's dark.
A dark comedy
I mean,
sort of.
Yeah, obviously.
But, like,
but
this
yeah,
would be...
This would be really dark. And but I like Gail, so I don't think she's gone. Hopefully. We'll see.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
but Last Man on Earth, such a good
so
show.
So good. So mm-hmm. good. Highly recommended, so.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about Feud.
Oh, my gosh.
Feud. So, you know, Ryan Murphy, who likes... I don't know. He makes a million shows a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's developing a new one called Feud between Betty and Joan. That would be Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, right? It's going to be interesting. Because, like, I mean, they had a huge Hollywood feud, and so now he's making a series about it. And it's
and it premieres March 5th.
Oh, God, I didn't realize it was
so it's not just in development. It is almost, it's done at this point.
Okay, so it's about their relationship during the filming of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's there was a long feud. That's when it...
Yep, when it started.
When it started. Anyway, it's Susan Sarandon who playing Betty Davis and Jessica Lange playing Joan Crawford. So you know it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's going to be good. Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited. And where is this airing?
FX.
FX, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep. So.
So is this going to be a new anthology that he's doing, or is it just a one-time thing? Okay.
So I don't think they said that they will. They're close to announcing the next feud.
Mm.
But this is a great one to start with, and one that obviously we don't know too much about, and so that.
But Sarah Paulson's going to show up in it. Kathy Bates, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Judy Davis, Alfred Molina. Robert Aldrich. Yeah, so it'll be interesting. Of course, there's some great big ones in it.
And I just love how, and I know Kathy, I know all these actresses have talked about it, but how Ryan Murphy has really embraced the older actress and given them amazing roles. I mean, look what he did for Jessica Lange in American Horror Story.
Right. I mean, the show is just not the same without her. Mm-hmm. I liked this past season, but I mean, really, after she left, it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
You know, and because she's just so good in everything she does. So it'll be interesting. Did you ever see Mommy Dearest, the movie?
No.
About Joan Crawford? Mm-mm. It's good. Yeah. You should watch it. It's really good.
It's scary, isn't it?
No, it's not scary. I mean, she was a crazy woman and she was abusive to her kids. And But the movie is good.
The coat hanger. Coat hanger line.
We used to watch it with my mom when I was a kid. And she used to threaten us with coat hangers. Like in a joking manner.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we got spanked with coat hangers at some point. Not wire ones, but, you know, plastic ones. But anyway, yeah, it's a good movie. You should watch it. I need to go back and watch it because it's been years. But I used to watch it as a kid, and I just always remember it. So Faye Dunaway as Joan Crawford is good. Yeah. Anyway. Look for that, starting soon. That's all our TV news, unless you have anything else to talk about.
I don't have anything else. Let's get on to Star Wars. Well, movie news, basically.
Movie news.
But basically Star Wars.
Yes, basically Star Wars. Right.
All right, we will begin our movie news with some Guardians of the Galaxy news. So, this movie's already basically done, for the most part. And a lot of these movies will go to a test audience first just to kind of gauge their reaction. And apparently this latest Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 got basically the best score of any of the Marvel movies.
That's crazy. I mean, that doesn't happen often, I'm sure. I'm excited because the first one was really good. So, you know, seeing the second one already getting great feedback, that makes me excited.
Now, they will say the caveat here is sometimes with the test audience, it's a different range of people, like all kinds of different people that like all kinds of different movies.
Mm.
So you get a little bit gauge how it's going to be received by, you know, people that might not be into a Marvel movie or whatever. But this group was all basically people that enjoy Marvel movies.
Okay.
So that's a little bit of a caveat.
That's true.
But still, like, even for them to say that this is the best Marvel movie they've seen.
I mean, because Marvel's made a lot of great films.
Yeah.
You know?
They're solid. They...
Right. Yeah. They're consistently solid. Mm-hmm. You know? That's saying something.
And apparently, it's not Groot or Rocket that steals the show, but it's Drax.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was funny in the first one,
But yeah, apparently he steals the show in this one. Oh, that's awesome. So. And of course we know that the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to be brought into Infinity War, so they're going to meet everyone else. Oh, and did you see, obviously you saw the video.
I did see the video. So Marvel, just a couple of days ago, shared a video, just kind of the making, because they've started production of Infinity Wars Part 1. It's Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, and Robert Downey Jr., and the kid who plays Spider-Man. They're all sitting around talking about how much fun this is and how excited they are to do it. So, you know, I'm excited because, I mean, that's really, like, that's going to be good. I mean, because of all the great characters in the Marvel Universe and the great actors they have to play them, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for that. So, yeah, look for that. Yeah, if you want to go, if you follow Marvel on Facebook, check it out. I'm sure they tweeted it and stuff, too. But
yeah,
they,
it's all over Facebook.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we watched the, we just recently watched the trailer for
Snatched
with Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn. It opens on Mother's Day. And what do you think? Goldie Hawn's back. We haven't seen her in a long time.
I mean, she's
time.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I like Amy Schumer. So the premise is it's their mother-daughter. They go on some resort somewhere, like out of the country, vacation, and they get kidnapped by bad people, and they're just trying to get out. It looks really funny. The trailer was great, so yeah, I'm excited.
I just hope it's not one of those movies where all the funny parts.
I know, is in the trailer. You never know. You never know. I will go see it for Goldie Hawn alone.
Yeah, me too.
So I have high hopes. Let's just hope it holds up to that.
Yeah, and I hope this is kind of a comeback for her. So I hope that she can. Not that she needed to come back, but she's back
yeah,
now.
That's true. She hasn't been in anything in a long time, I think. I know. It'll be nice to see her doing some funny stuff because she is funny.
She is
so funny. Yeah.
And I would like to see her in a movie with Kate, her daughter.
Yeah, I know. It's really
that's
weird.
Never happened.
Right. Why hasn't that happened? Because I think they would both be really good together.
Yeah. And Kurt Russell.
Right.
Throw the whole family in.
Let's do an Overboard Part 2.
Oh, my God. That is seriously still one of my favorite Goldie
Hawn
movies.
Me too. Me too.
I mean, First Wives Club and all that's good.
Yeah, First Wives Club is pretty good.
Overboard.
Yes, Overboard.
Oh,
right. I know.
The 80s.
I know.
Oh, the 80s.
The 80s.
Okay,
so that was really all the movie, quote, movie news we have. So now let's get into your Star Wars, I suppose. There's a lot of it.
Okay, let's start with Han Solo.
Okay.
Okay, so it's already began filming a little bit. Not a little bit. It's already started, but we do know that a couple other cast members are being added. One from Westworld.
Tandy Newton. I'm so excited.
I don't know who
it
she's going to play.
Yeah, it doesn't say who she's going to play.
We know Woody Harrelson's in it.
Woody Harrelson... What's his name? Who's playing him?
Oh, Alden Emmerich.
There was somebody else, too. Somebody else is big in this right now.
Emily Clarke.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Emily Clarke. That's right. Yeah, yes. There's
Our
a good... Khaleesi. There's a good cast, and so I wonder who she's going to play. I mean, I don't know. You probably have a better idea of who she could play.
We don't know.
This is all new stuff, right? Like, there's not a canon or a... story like there's this is
so there was a in the expanded universe they I mean they filled in his back story and stuff, but this is all new.
This is all new.
Of wiped out sort of the expanded universe, so we don't really know,
right? So she can be anybody.
She could play a villain, she could play not a love
interest. I don't think a love interest.
I think Emily Clarke has that.
I think you're right. Emily Clarke's gonna be that. But yeah, because Thandie's a little older than the kid who's playing Han, so yeah, I wonder. Be interesting.
But we do know that Phoebe Waller-Bridge will
from
be,
Fleabag. Yes,
from Fleabag.
Yes,
yeah,
I read
will,
that.
She will be playing the first female droid. Now there have been somewhat female droids in the Star Wars unit. We know this, but for this to be a main character in a Star Wars movie, this is going to be a first because we have C-3PO, R2-D2,
right.
BB-8. But see, we talked about this. BB-8, there's talk that
BB-8's a girl, right?
Yeah.
Right, and I always assumed she was a girl, but I don't know.
But this is one that's going to talk.
Okay.
You know,
like C-3PO. And what's the one from Rogue One?
Oh, yeah, K-2SO.
K-2SO,
yeah.
Yes.
So I still think where I'm going with BB-8 being a girl.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But this is the first female droid that's
going to
talk.
So I wonder if there's going to be more of a comedic presence in this. Like, I feel like there's some funnier people cast in this. So I wonder, not a full-fledged comedy, but I would assume there's going to be some underlying comedy elements.
Oh, absolutely.
I would think, especially with Han, you know, because Han's...
Eldon was fantastic in the
like, I can't
Caesar,
see
Hail
this
Caesar.
Being, like, a Rogue One that was
no.
super serious,
oh, no, no, no,
you know
no.
what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think. Especially, I think Han himself is kind of a funny character. Not funny, ha, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, there's... element to
definitely.
Him that is really funny, you know, or that's comedic.
Well, I mean, obviously all the Star Wars, but
right.
Force Awakens,
I mean, him and Chewie, yeah, exactly.
And so, we have Lando's in it.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Donald Glover,
exactly.
So funny.
Exactly. So I think there's probably going to be some comedy in it, which I like. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why I liked about The Force Awakens, that there were some funny moments, and you need that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I didn't like Rogue One, but there was a little bit here and there. K2SO was the comedic relief in that, and he was really funny.
He was really funny. So we have that to look forward to. And right now, it's supposed to open in May of 2018.
Well.
I have a feeling it's going to be moved to
you
December.
You think so? Yeah. Yeah, you're probably
because
right.
Because originally you had the Avatar sequels that were supposed to be, but then Cameron came out and said that they weren't taking that December 18, or that December 2018. I mean, there's still a chance that something else big, but, I mean, how... To have a Star Wars movie 6 months after episode eight.
Yeah. I mean, did they kind of do that with Rogue One? Wasn't Rogue One going to come out earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they pushed it to December, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because it was supposed to come out in...
Yeah.
Because they were going to do Boom.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, December.
December's really good for us,
That's good for Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, as of right now, we will be getting the Han Solo movie... 6 months.
Hmm.
Not even 6 months. After.
So it's.
Basically six.
The
months.
Han Solo movie, which we don't have
will be
no
right
title.
Up,
that. And then episode 9, right?
Episode 9's in 2019. So December 2019. Well, no, it's supposed to be in May of 2019.
Okay, so it's.
I don't think that's going to
got episode 8 coming this December.
Then Han Solo.
Then episode 9. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the Lando or.
Or some. We don't know.
Something.
Yeah,
it's a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so... okay. So, before... Okay, let's get into the very latest that just came out today that, according to StarWars.com, this is now canon, that they add a description from stuff from The Force Awakens that covers the events of The Force Awakens, and... It says there's a mysterious connection seemed to link Rey and Kylo. So it's implying, obviously, that it's not just... They're just random Force users who happen to cross paths. And actually, they do have a history together.
Yes.
So this is different than what we've heard. See, I don't believe J.J. Abrams in a couple different reasons. So he said that they've never met. Maybe they haven't met.
Yeah.
But they're... Obviously, there's a connection.
There's a connection, and Star Wars itself has confirmed
Bob,
that.
Okay, yeah. So Bob Iger, just this week, has seen The Last Jedi.
Okay.
And he said that it's a great continuation of the Skywalker's family saga. The Skywalker family saga. The Skywalker family saga. Rey is going to be related to Kylo Ren in some way.
Absolutely.
Okay, so... Let's just keep that there, all right? So, going to be... There's a connection.
We talk about this every time.
Every time. I just wanted to go over this because... Okay, so who could Rey's father be? Of course, now there's this crazy
theory. Oh, my gosh. I know.
I'm not sold on this. And it's Kanan.
Yeah.
Or Kanan or Ezra from Rebels. It's not.
Yeah.
People, it's not.
It's not.
Okay, here's what we know for sure. Daisy Ridley has said she thought after she saw The Force Awakens... It was obvious.
It was obvious who her parents were, right?
Right.
You're right.
And then we have now, it's a mysterious connection.
Uh-huh.
In the novel, Kylo says, It is you.
Yes.
Okay, people. Let's put these puzzle pieces together. They are either... I mean, here's the long... I mean, they could be cousins. Okay, they could
cousins,
be...
Cousins, yes. Okay, cousins.
But they're brother and sister.
Brother and sister.
They're brother,
they
and,
have to
sister.
Brother and sister.
They're brother
yeah,
and sister,
they
people.
Right.
Their brother, there
brother
are so many clues in The Force Awakens. And here's, I was talking to Dylan and Shane. We were talking the other day about, you know, JJ's like, oh, I made a mistake that Chewie and Leia didn't embrace after they came back on that ship. J.J. Abrams
don't,
does not make a
exactly
fucking mistake
right.
like
J.J.
that.
J.J. Abrams does not make
you
a mistake.
You don't make mistakes like
you
that.
You don't tell me you make a mistake, J.J.
You don't
Abrams.
Make mistakes
no,
like that.
No.
He's lying.
Right, he's lying. Of course
he's lying. Because here's the thing. So after the movie, everyone's like, who's her parents?
Yeah.
And all the Star Wars people are like, isn't it fucking obvious who her parents are?
Yeah.
Like, there's something that, like, oh, no. And then like, oh, well, let's just stretch the shit out of it.
Exactly.
So there we go. So there we go. Exactly. We're going to stretch it out. If these idiots see this movie and think it's Luke Skywalker, then let them think it.
Right. Exactly. They need this. They need the nerves to talk.
Rey and Han were finishing each other's sentences.
I know.
Leia went directly to Rey after, and in Bloodline. Bloodline was set 6 years before The Force Awakens.
Okay.
Okay? Han and Leia were already separated at that time for some reason. Kylo was still a Jedi. So it's not like Kylo was the reason that they were separated.
Separated. Got it.
I mean, he was pulled to the dark side, whatever. But there was something that happened mm-hmm. before that made push them apart. Okay, so here is this thing I just came up with.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and I didn't go down a Reddit
rabbit
hole.
Be sure. No, you
this.
Should put this on Reddit.
Okay, so we have Finn, who we know was taken as a child.
As a child to become a stormtrooper.
To become
yes.
a stormtrooper.
Yes.
Finn and Rey are about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
So Rey could have been one that was going to be taken, you know, like, or she was taken, and somebody, like, something happened, and like, oh, what better way than to get Han and Leia's new daughter and as a child?
Mm.
So Rey wasn't taken, like, when she was taken, the Academy was still a thing. Nothing had happened. Because because Kylo,
yeah.
or whatever, like, yeah. Kylo, but again, actually, we really don't know if it was Kylo.
That's
true.
He said
an apprentice.
Yeah.
They never said Kylo.
Yeah, they never said Kylo, but I don't know.
So I think that is something that they can play with a little. But anyway, so I think that for some reason she was on Jakku. Laura Santeca was also on Jakku. There's no coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
He was watching over her like yeah. Obi-Wan was watching over
exactly,
Luke.
Exactly.
And she was taken before the Jedi Order went down. So there's still peace in the galaxy. So something happened. And she was Han and Leia's, and that's what pushed
drove them
apart.
Drove them apart.
Because mm-hmm. they talk about it, but they never reference it mm-hmm. as Kylo. And so 6 years before The Force Awakens, Kylo was still a Jedi.
Still a Jedi. The Jedi Academy was still right. around. Things hadn't gone bad. Got it.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. and the saber called out to Rey.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously there's still a way she could be Luke's, I guess. I don't know.
No, I just... There's so many things that point to
well,
Han and Leia.
And I did go down a rabbit hole for this one. But some people think that Force vision that we saw, Rey,
mm-hmm.
that wasn't the past. That's the future. It's the future. So. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there were some past elements. But where the Jedi, you know, we thought were the Jedi or whatever, it might not have been. I mean, so. Anyway. So there's that. But then there's that theory that Benicio Del Toro's character, I don't believe it at all.
I don't believe it either. Yeah.
At all.
I don't believe it.
I think it's too convoluted.
Right. It's too convoluted. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so who do you think the Last Jedi is? We'll close on that.
Rey?
Rey, Luke, Kylo.
Kylo, that's what I thought.
Could be Kylo.
Right, Kylo.
But in The Force Awakens and The Crawl, they reference Luke as the Last Jedi. But it also could be, Jedi could be plural. And also, they think there's a theory out there that they think that they're going to end the Jedi. There'll be no more Jedi after this.
Really?
There'll be something different.
Something different, new. Like a Jedi, but mm-hmm. not a Jedi. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Interesting.
So anyway, all kinds of fan theories.
So many theories.
We have less than a year. Thank goodness.
Just about 10 months until it comes out, and then we'll have all our answers.
And, you know, there's talk that we're not really going to get much... in the line of trailers. I mean, this is a movie that people are going to
see.
It's
true. No matter what. Yeah, that's true. No matter what.
And they think that we'll just get, like, behind-the-scenes stuff like we did at Comic-Con mm-hmm. and things like that.
No, that makes... I mean, yeah, exactly. They don't... If anything, that'll... I think that the frenzy of, God, we want to know what's happening,
mm-hmm.
will cause more people to see the movie.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
remember Adam Driver even said, he's like, I wish there were going to be no trailers for this. He's like, this movie is that... good. We don't even need a glimpse. The glimpse that we have should be enough.
I hope we get a trailer. I'd like at least a teaser, but you know. Mm-hmm. But it's I'm excited.
And of course there's still talk of what they're gonna do with Leia's character.
Yeah, I know.
So again, reading more things, I have a feeling they're gonna recast her.
We talked about this before. I just don't see how you can recast her. I mean, I get it, but especially in this trilogy right. where Carrie Fisher's in two of the movies, and then for the last one, you're going to recast her?
Well, and in the last movie, the last movie is where I think she's going to be the reason that she's going to bring him back. And yeah. I think she has all these force powers that we don't know about yet that she can use yeah. when she wants. And then it's like, who do you recast? Like, if they're not going to digitally recreate her. And if she has such a big role in 3 or in 9. And but here's the thing. So if they do, because, you know, Lucas, they've already mapped this movie out.
I know, exactly.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
So they know where it's going. And if you have to recast, and there was talk that they would have recast any of the 3 characters if the actors decided they didn't want to be part of this. They were looking when they were in negotiations, or like, you know, we obviously want the old actors, but if they're not, we have to recast because of the story that we're trying to tell.
I get that, yeah.
And if Leia has such a big role, if she has like such a huge role in 9, you can't just.
Right.
Completely rewrite
it, exactly.
And give people.
I know. I just, recasting.
But I have
at
a
this
feeling.
Point.
So we were
don't you think that would like day. Upset a lot of people? Like a lot of people. I don't know. It would suck for the actress they're getting to play her, because there's no way you can live up to Carrie Fisher. You know.
Well, someone suggested Kate Mulgrew.
That would be good. Oh, man. She would be good.
Because you're not casting Princess Leia.
Yeah.
You're casting General Leia.
That's true. She would be good. I mean, I would be on board with that.
And also another reason I think people are going that way is because apparently for this new trilogy, there's going to be no time in between movies.
Mm-hmm.
So the other movies, you have time that is passed.
Yeah, exactly.
With the new movies, there's back to back to mm-hmm. back. And so the next trilogy in the Skywalker family saga, maybe there's a little bit of time that's passed, and that's probably why they were counting on Carrie Fisher to then still be somewhat a presence in the new trilogy that comes in after this next trilogy. I don't know. There's just so much to think of.
Yeah,
so much to talk about.
I know. It's gonna be interesting.
Let us know what you guys think.
I know. Obviously. What do you think? We'd love to hear what you think.
Yeah, find us on Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah. And you'll email us. It's all @agallonagay. agallonagay@gmail.com is our email. Facebook, @agallonagay. Twitter, @agallonagay. So reach out to us. But yes, okay. You're right. I know. There's just
so much.
So much. For years to come, we're going to have so much to talk about.
Yeah. It's never ending Star Wars.
Never ending.
I am in paradise.
Okay. Well, we should wrap this up.
Yep.
All right.
Cool, guys. Thanks for listening. Again, always reach out to us. Rate us on iTunes. All that good stuff.
Yes, please. Until next time. Bye-bye.